It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
I worry about people dying.
Why? I don't.
Well, you know, things that kill, and if the Bible hasn't tell us anything, it's that small round objects when thrown at your head very fast kill.
Oh, he just got his very last home run. He earned his extra time. So, we'll see what happens. They're in the finals of baseball home run derby, and
we're loving every minute of it. But you know, the thing that's so amazing about this is that it's you know, there is actual statistics to say that doing the home run derby is actually bad for your swing. I don't care
unless you already have. See, I think if you have a natural home run swing, like, and I
purple grabbing Mondays, by the way, purple grabbing dinger Mondays.
Yeah, it's purple grabbing dinger Monday. You got to see the whole thing.
I can't.
If you
purple grabbing dinger Mondays.
If you have a natural home run swing, and watching Aaron Judge, it looks like he does. He's just doing a swing. Blackman, on the other hand, you know, you don't think of him necessarily as a home run hitter, but he did really well. It didn't look like he was forcing.
You can't teach Godzilla how to hit. I mean, Godzilla's a natural. So, you know, I mean, how do you change Godzilla's swing? You don't change Godzilla's swing because he's not going to listen anyway. He's just going to hit home runs, and if there's, you know, and that's kind of what it is with Judge.
Okay.
He hit like 200 last year in minor leagues.
Is a 200 batting average?
Yeah.
So he's kind of a boom or bust hitter then. You know, he hits home runs or he strikes out.
Yeah. However, he hasn't really done that this year. He's got a 325 average so far, 30 home runs.
Most by a Yankee rookie ever.
Yes. Beating some guy that I've heard of. Dom DiMaggio. He was way more ahead of Dom DiMaggio. No, it was really Joe DiMaggio.
But they call him the Dom.
The Dommer. Hey, Dom was his brother. Was Joe's brother, Dom. That pair has the most home runs in as a brother in Major League history.
Mostly by Joe.
Well, I mean, your other choices are, you know, the Giambis.
The Giambis hit a fair number of home runs.
Yep.
I mean, when one of your brothers is Joe DiMaggio, you've got a significant lead on all the other brother combinations in baseball. You know, it's just how it is.
Jason Giambi, man. Bash brother. World Series champion.
I love Jason Giambi. I loved the Bash brothers. I did.
Golden Thong.
He was a great teammate here in Colorado.
You know what the Golden Thong is, Jake? Jake's sitting in for Alex.
I do not.
The Golden Thong. So Jason Giambi was well known as a psychological motivator in the clubhouse. And so his job was basically he was coach of mirth. And so whenever someone would have a slump, he had this thong that would end up hanging up in their locker that they had to wear until they broke the slump. And it was... It was solid gold, probably vinyl, just did not look comfy, did not look clean, did not look hygienic in any single way, but you would walk in from time to time when Jason Giambi was with the Rockies, and if someone was struggling, you would just walk by their locker, and there would be the Golden Thong hanging gloriously from a peg.
I think you had it right the first time, hangling.
Hangling.
Like, it feels like that's what that thong was doing. It's kind of just hangling.
Yes.
Like hang-dangling. Hangling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, I make up words even when I don't mean to.
It's a portmanteau. It works. Hangling.
Hangling.
Because I just have this image of that. I would not want that thong in my locker. I'm just saying.
Well, hit better than 250.
Yeah, and I guarantee you if I'm not hitting better than 250 and it does end up in my locker, I'm not touching it. Because I can guarantee you that thong has been worn by Giambi and probably has never been washed.
It might have been washed. It's probably washed.
I don't know.
It's probably washed.
Giambi does not seem like the most cleanest of people.
No, I don't know.
Like a bit of a slob.
No, well, yeah, but, you know, listen, in baseball clubhouses in the major league level, they've got guys for that.
That's true. They do.
I mean, they've got guys, and those guys wear plastic gloves.
I would, too. There's no way I'm touching Yeah, I would not be touching the thong. Let's just say that. I'm not touching it. Would not be doing it. So there's, I mean, there's obviously there's the Rockies had it. So the Rockies had a good series. They won a series.
Yes.
First series they've won in like a month, yes. Which is great.
I was on the radio talking soccer when the end of the no-hitter was going on.
Well, I was just going to say, you ruined it.
Oh, I totally ruined it.
You ruined the no-hitter.
Called it and ruined it. Okay, first of all, I wasn't the only one.
Okay, well. Okay.
Okay, so Thomas Harding from MLB.com is, I've been in there. I've seen a no-hitter go into like the sixth inning or something like that. I mean, that's, you know, somewhat typical, but somewhat not.
Yeah.
Enough that people are starting to talk about it.
Sure. You notice it at that point.
You notice it. And Thomas Harding, who's, you know, as inside baseball as anybody, is like, oh, looks like someone's got a no-hitter. We should watch to see where the no-hitter's going because the no-hitter is going to be something. And people are just like, and you can see other journalists going, oh, you are, oh, you. And so I know that he was in there going, no-hitter, no-hitter, no-hitter.
Yeah.
But I was on radio here going, well, I'm going to watch the no-hitter, but I wanted to come up with other euphemisms for no-hitters, but I couldn't really come up with anything that was good or clean. Clean was more the problem.
So you could say something like like if the guy's up to bat, say, oh, the White Sox are looking for their first duck on the pond today.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's a way of saying
yeah,
it,
yes.
You know.
But they had ducks on the pond, man. They had a hit by a pitch, and they had two walks. So ducks were on the pond. They had 2 men at third.
Well, at some point, but if you're in this, you know, if you're in the fourth inning, you can say
I'm sorry, your analogy is wrong.
No, it's not. You can still say that at some point.
They haven't had any deserved ducks on the pond.
I don't know. If you get hit by a pitch, you kind of deserve to take a base.
He barely got hit. He barely got hit.
Well, hit is
he actually
hit.
Had to show the umpire. He's like, look at this scratch in my arm where I got hit.
That's tough to come up with euphemisms for a no-hitter. I mean, there's the no-no. Ooh. So
he's keeping the mice in line. See Peter Piper. Or Pipe,
I see
the Pipe,
what you're
see
saying.
Dan,
yeah.
Yeah, keeping all the mice in line.
Okay. Could you say he's had a kind of a day?
Ooh. Kind of have a...
You don't say no-hitter. You don't say no-no. He's had a
He's had an uh-oh day.
Ooh! He's kept the gates closed.
Oh. He kept the electricity off.
The electricity off.
Well, you know, things that you do to stop people. He turned off he's been so far in this game, he's managed to turn off the Wi-Fi.
I think that would confuse people. I think people would be like, what? Why? Why is he turning off Wi-Fi? Why?
Because he's shutting everything down.
Okay. See, now you're shutting everything down.
Woo!
He's flipped the switch. Oh, he's turned off the breaker.
Yes, he's blown a few fuses, but not tonight.
That is hard. That is hard to come up with euphemisms. And
that's what I was, especially clean ones.
Well, they can be innuendos. I mean, they can be double entendres, if you will.
He hasn't gotten one by the goalie yet. hockey. That's hockey.
Hey, so instead of the pitcher, why not praise the catcher in that situation and say, hey, our catcher is calling.
Our catcher has caught every ball thrown to him.
Well, okay. I mean, I get that.
Well, that's, you know, so far the catcher has caught every ball thrown to him.
Well.
Everybody's caught the ones thrown to him except.
Well, how about like the catcher has called a perfect game so far?
Well, it was yes. Well,
it wasn't a perfect
okay,
game.
Okay. Well, here's something that I was actually you know, it's going through my addled brain, and this actually hit a serious thing. If you think about it, okay, every play that is not a hit ends in someone's glove.
Okay.
I mean, hits do end up in people's glove eventually, but you know they kind of call time, so that doesn't really count as being in someone's glove.
Maybe we're making this too hard. Maybe we could just say, so
that
far,
pitcher's
the White
got
Sox,
a lot of glove tonight.
So far, if you said that and that was like your thing, then I think people would get it. But you could just say, hey, The Sox have not earned their way onto base yet today.
But they had. They had two guys at third.
Had not earned their way onto base.
I'm sorry. I missed that earned. Okay.
Or you could just say, hey, Freeland's throwing a no-hitter and just see what happens.
Well, I did do that, and it turned out it was bad.
Yeah, well.
Because he's like, I said, it seems like he is throwing a no-hitter. Oh, he's not throwing a no-hitter.
So everybody who was angry, call Darren. Yell at him.
Yay, yell at me. 303-831-1340.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.